When you have this type of revelation, you will not serve God for what He will give you. You will serve God for better, for worse. Hallelujah. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hey,
and all He has done for me, my very soul will shout.
People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The accuser of the brethren is always accusing you. Always accusing you. Always accusing you. He's the one to first remind you of the sin you have committed, including the one you have asked God to forgive you. He will recall it. The one that God Himself does not remember, He will recall it for you. Is there a sin that God will not remember? Yes. Hallelujah. I want to assure somebody here tonight that the arm of the Lord is this stretched forth. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The accuser of the brethren is accusing you of this, accusing you of that, accusing you of this, accusing you of that, accusing you of this, accusing you of that. Hallelujah. It's not good to accuse, oh, because when somebody has settled with God, you will not know. Amen. Hallelujah. One brother, very horrible in character, left this church. And somebody who knew him very well called me and was telling me, see, so person is associating with this brother. And you claim that brother is your friend. Would you tell him to stop associating with him? Tell him who that horrible guy is for his safety. And I told him, no, brother. I will not do that. The reason I will not do that is because while he was here, he was very horrible. But what if after he left here, he repented? Why do I want to judge him by what I knew him when he was here? He's an accuser of the brethren that will remind you of the sins. Because your relationship with God is first personal. And I'm not supposed to tell you that I have confessed my sin. After all, now you are offended. I've been a God, I offend. It is God I offended. So why are you judging me by yesterday? Do you know whether between yesterday and now I have settled with him? That's why they ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Because
my sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
When I
meet
a scoffer
who has me ready. Let me hear the brothers now. Everybody now, everybody now. Condemning this world, God has removed it from me. That's why Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. Passover from death to life, from darkness to light, from poverty to health. Hallelujah. From sickness and death, sickness, to divine health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just considering what happened yesterday. And it meant so much with these little things. Makes me, you know, feel so secured. So secured. That a young girl that was attacked Thursday afternoon. She was attacked. I was upstairs in the Brad Television studio. And she came out and life was going. She said, suddenly, it just happened suddenly. It's as if they just threw something on her. And life was going. And immediately, we aborted what we were doing and then grabbed her. And chased that spirit out. And she came back to life. Now, what came to me is that song that says, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me here. If it had not been for Jesus, maybe she will die. Because you'll be rushing her to the hospital to take injection when it is a demon. When it's a spiritual arrow, praise God. You'll be rushing her to the hospital, and the hospital will do everything, and life will be going, and then you will die. You have no heart. When doctors come feeling very frustrated, we don't understand. Why we don't understand? Why did the system all just collapse at once? Wow. I say, what is happening? If not for the Lord Jesus. When that sister was dying in the hospital that day, hallelujah, she was dying in the hospital. Boboye was the prayer group leader. All night they were praying there. Because of their prayer, God did not allow her to go. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I went there with my wife in the morning to see them. So we were one hospital at Ogba, County Hospital. And as I entered the hall, I got angry. What was it that was giving me confidence? It's the blood of Jesus. Because he shouted, it is finished. It's the knowledge I had. It's not some fire on me. I didn't feel any fire. I didn't see any vision. The fact that they are praying like that, I come. David said, you Goliath. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? It's a knowledge he had. It is not your size. It's not your size. It's the size of the God you know behind you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. As I entered the ward where they was, before I got there, they surrendered it. I said, give me chance. As I place this handkerchief, this girl, with the handkerchief on my pocket. My wife was with me that day. And I placed it on her. She came back to life. Praise the Lord. And the people will be wondering what is happening. Hallelujah. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Hallelujah. I was telling the Lord today, I said I will continue to post because I will post in the Lord. I will continue to post in the Lord. And we continue to boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out.
Oh,
I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If He had not been for Jesus,
somebody will eat this bread. Eh? And a mighty deliverance will take place from a problem that has disturbed you all your life. I want us to get to a stage where no sickness that enter here will follow you back home. It comes from an understanding. Don't think I just love talking and talking and talking and talking. I want somebody to understand me. Hallelujah. That you don't place your faith on any pastor. You do that because you don't know. You don't know who you are. The same place the pastor is going is the same place you should go. You have access. It's the cross of Calvary. He has done it all. The problem is you. The life you live condemns you. You know you are not qualified. You know you are a hypocrite. You know. That is the fear. Then you hide under it and say, Pastor, you know your grace is higher than my own. The grace that was released on the cross on Calvary for salvation is the same grace. It's the same grace. Hallelujah. The only problem different between me and you is that something I know and you don't know. Because if you know, it will reflect in the life you live. It's because you don't know. A sin that has reduced us to what we are today is what you swim in every day. Fornication and adultery. Do you know the effect? You don't know. You don't know. If you know, the day you know, you will stop it. After all, the one you know, you run away from it. You are running away from HIV. I don't know why you are using condom. You are using condom because you know there is a deadly sickness. But you don't know how deadly it is to live a sinful life. That you are playing with your eternal destination. The day you know, after you don't know when you will die. And for your information, Jesus cannot be crucified a second time. This is the day of redemption. There is the day of vengeance. And you are playing with your life. It's because you don't believe. You are not a believer. And for those of us who are believers, when we are struggling with this flesh, today, after this communion, you will have power over your flesh. All those who sincerely want to worship God, there's something, the Bible calls it besetting sin. When you want to go forward, it will draw you back. Today, God will give you power over every besetting sin. Thank you, Jesus. This night, there shall be change of identity.
Last week Friday, what was that last week Friday? What was it? Jacob's night. And many of them here didn't come last week. Amen. Give me a few minutes. Let's go to the scripture and read the story of what we are doing. Then we go to the table. Read for me the first 36 verses of Exodus chapter 12. Listen very well. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 1 to verse 30 something, 36 or so. Read it as fast as possible, please. Listen very well. This is the genesis of what we are doing here now. That is where it began. Go on.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the
congregation. And do you know something?
Israel.
Hold on. The first month of the calendar of Israel is the month of Abib. And it is, which month is it? March. Between March and April. That is the month of Abib. And is it coincidence that the first communion for this church is in the month of March? Friday communion is in the month of March. And what did he say to Miriam and Moses? What did he say?
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
This month shall be a reference point in your life in the name of Jesus. The month of this very month of March 2019 shall be a reference point for your progress in the name of Jesus. From today, somebody will say, after that communion, something happened in my life. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Go on.
It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pontenance thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and with smoke.
When?
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night.
When will he pass through? When will he pass through? Something is going to happen this night. I said something is going to happen this night. Go on.
I will pass through the house of Egypt, through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial.
For a memorial. Uh-huh.
And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations.
Uh-huh.
Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
That is the ordinance we are here for now. They use an animal. They use the blood of an animal to leave Egypt. That was their Passover. We here, we are using the blood of the Son of God. higher than that one. That's why it is a better covenant. Read on.
7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, and even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses.
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. I will not break down this. He's talking about the seven church ages. But let's go on.
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
Uh-huh.
And in the first day, there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day, there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat. That only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt.
See the reason? See the purpose? Read up verse 17 again.
And ye shall observe the feast.
The reason you observe this feast?
For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt.
That is the day you got your deliverance.
Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations.
In your generations.
By an ordinance
forever.
In the first month, on the 14th day of that month, of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread.
Okay, go to verse 29. From verse 29, continue.
And it came to pass
that verse 29.
That at midnight, the Lord...
When?
At midnight.
When?
At midnight.
Church, when? When? You should be... See, when you come for communion service, although it is a time for sober reflection, but it's actually a time to celebrate. It's a time to be happy. It's time to be joyful. At midnight, go ahead.
And it came to pass at midnight, the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Jesus.
From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as ye have said.
Wait, what did he say again in verse 31?
And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as ye have said.
Listen, this night, somebody is going to make a decision to serve God. That is the purpose of your deliverance. That is the purpose of the Passover. It's so that Pharaoh will release you to go and serve God. And it includes the Pharaoh of the denominational bondages. The Pharaoh of ancestral curses and covenants. The Pharaoh of marine kingdom. The Pharaoh of witches and wizards. And the Pharaoh of your flesh that refuses you to serve God as you ought to. This night, God, we go to the source. Fire on.
Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in peace.
And what?
And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people.
And
that,
what?
That they might send them out of the land in haste.
Did you catch something? The Egyptians, something is going to happen this night that whosoever has been disturbing you, all that belong to you, will release it with haste this night. Anybody owing you anything, speedily you will release what belongs to you. Anybody struggling with your inheritance for anything, your land, your property, whatever it is, hastily, he will release it back to you. This shall take place this night in the name of Jesus. Read on, brother.
And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men.
If they don't do it, what will happen? Eh? He said, we be all what?
We be all dead men.
He said what?
We be all dead men.
That is verse what?
33. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses.
Uh-huh.
And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight
and
of the
Lord
Egyptians.
Gave the people favor. 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 From today, unusual favor will follow you. That verse 33 again.
And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people.
Eh?
And the Egyptians were urgent.
Urgent,
upon
urgent,
the people,
urgent, urgent. Uh-huh.
That they might send them out of the land in haste.
Uh-huh.
For they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their needing.
He said, we are all dead, though. We will all die. If we don't release these people to go, we are all dead. Anything you want, take, take it, take, take it, take it, take it, take, and go. And Revelation, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Malachi, he prophesied through Malachi. He said, I am the Lord. I change it not. Sit down, brother. Listen to this testimony. So that you will know that this, what happened in Egypt, is still happening now. And it will happen in somebody's life after this night. This one is from UK. Hallelujah. But I remember the testimony. I wanted to read it because she'll be watching us now. And it said, she said, when I'm, last year I was in Spain. I think it was in Spain she came for the program. And prayed with them in that program. And when she went back to UK, she lives in UK, but she flew down to join us in the program in Spain. And she said, when she went back to UK, her boss is a woman. It's an Indian woman. The owner of the company. Came in the morning and told her, a man came to me in a dream and told me I should double your salary. Somebody shout favor. Somebody shout favor. And she said, the man, that she should double her salary. And she came and said, I don't understand what is happening, but from now, I double your salary. I increase your salary. Amen. And it's supposed to be a contract, maybe for a number of months. So the contract is supposed to end now, then you can terminate it. The woman had given her notice that the contract is to be terminated, maybe last month. And she said, she woke up again, came to work in the morning, and the woman came to her and said, what have I done to you and your God? He said, in the dream, a few days later, came and told her. She said, in a dream, again, that man came again and told the woman, go and extend the contract of this young girl. And she was saying, no, I cannot work with her again. I'm terminating it. And they were arguing, and the man said, Look at the screen. He said, in the dream, the screen appeared, and she saw one of their warehouses on fire. And he said, if you don't renew her contract, that is what will happen to your company. He's the mighty one in battle. El Shaddai, you are a mighty one in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you're a mighty one in battle. El Shaddai, you are a mighty one in battle. Oh, glory. dream. She received a phone call. Now, this will not be dream again. Physical. That warehouse was on fire. They called her and she was rushing to go. She said she met a man who is supposed to be, that appeared that she was coming from the insurance company that insured that building. And asked her, where are you going? He said, my warehouse is on fire. And the man said, wait. It is because of your disobedience. Go back and obey the instruction that was given to you. And in 3 days, your company will be rebuilt again. And therefore, she turned and came back and was telling her, what have I done to you and your God? Therefore, sign. Permanent contract. No more time. Hallelujah. He said the boss then decided that she was going to find out who that man is. She took time to find who is this man that appears to me like this concerning this girl. And she found out who that man is. That man is that man of Calvary. that man will visit somewhere for your favor after today in the name of Jesus. That man will arise on behalf of somebody here and fight your battle for you in the name of Jesus. When that scripture says, in fact, thank God for Pastor Francis who corrected me. When a man's way pleases the Lord, you know, I used to say he maketh him to be at peace with the enemy. It's wrong. He maketh his enemies to be at peace with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? If a man's life, you live a life that is pleasing before God, God will go and make your enemy. He's the one that will make it. He knows how to make it. He knows how to make it. When they were attacking us over this land, I made one prayer. I said, oh Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Laban was going to finish Jacob. In a dream, you went and told Laban, if you touch him, you are in trouble. I said, go and touch all these useless people that are troubling us here. Go and let them know that I am your son and your servant. That it is your church that is here. And that they should either leave us alone or you will trouble them. Somebody here, because you are going to renew a covenant to serve God today. That covenant that God entered with us and sealed it with the blood of Jesus. Anytime I'm handling any serious case with anybody, I pray the thing no change. I end it on communion service day. I say, come to the altar. I have only one prayer. Father, confirm that this person here is among the reason you went to the cross. Oya, take it. Oya, take our cargo. It has never failed. Because God cannot deny what he did on the cross. The problem is us. If you can renew that covenant today and make a decision that from today, I will live a life pleasing before you. That is the prayer we're going to start before we take that bread and take that wine. If that sister's life was not pleasing before God, God will not send his angel to go that far. The problem is our relationship with God. And that testimony is not just for that sister. That testimony is to tell the bride of Christ worldwide what he, God, can do. He can do it. He can do it. Praise the Lord. He can do it. A sister went for an interview to join the Air Force. She said people thought she knows anybody. She said she didn't know anybody. She just went there and she was just seeing favor and favor. Thousands of people. She was just in favor. This one favor. And she didn't know anybody. But she said before she left, she told God, the only reason I will not get this job is only because if it is not your will. But remember, Lord, I have tried to live a life pleasing before you. I want this job. And you said the heart of a king is in your hand. Go before me and grant me favor. But Father, I will not be angry. If it is not your will, then let me not get the job. But let it not be because they use big name, big men, send everybody. Then they say, my state, no chance. Let it not be. You are the God I serve. Go ahead of me. She said, that was all. But how many of us can have that boldness and pray that type of prayer? And say, Lord, I have tried my best to live a life pleasing before you. I pay my tithe. Why should I lose my job? I learned they want to remove people from this company. Let it only be your will that I will leave this company because you have a better place for me. But for my sake, keep that company. And the brother did that thing here, not the testimony, and the company revived again. But God now blessed him while he was in that company and he resigned. And as soon as he resigned from that company folded up again. You don't know who we are. Praise God. It was after the Passover, the Red Sea parted. Every hindrance to your progress will be removed after this night in the name of Jesus. You know why I love this communion on Friday night like this? Because we have enough time to challenge the cross. I know some people don't care. They are sleeping. See, I'm talking to those of you who know why you are here. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking to people who escorted you here. Because some people escorted us. Some people escorted us here. Ask your neighbor, did you escort me here? Ask your neighbor now. Everybody stand up. Lift up your hands to heaven. Over and again, I give you all. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again. That is our prayer of rededication.